Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go, guys. Guys, a good evening and welcome to today's show. You're listening live to the Frank Williams Show, and I am your host, Frank Williams. Hey, thanks guys for tuning in to the show, and welcome those who are listening via my show page live online at Blog Talk Radio. Thank you guys for tuning in to the show, and those who are listening via cell phone or landline, thank you guys for tuning in as well. 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. That's where you guys can call in and comment on today's show. I don't care if you just want to call and say, welcome back, Frank. We missed you. I missed you guys. I missed you guys so much. I apologize from the bottom of my heart. I've had so much stuff going on. I'm getting ready to go camping this weekend. My daughter's graduating from college weekend after this. And then I got my birthday coming up soon. And I mean, just all kinds of stuff, right? All kinds of stuff going on. I just got back to work. this week. Actually, yesterday was my first day of work. So I'm trying to get acclimated back to the system, back to that work. And it's tough on me. It's tough on me, but it's all going to work out, right? It's all going to work out. Again, 818-301-5834 is our number to the show. Call me, guys. Let's talk. In the meantime, today's show is being brought to you by our sponsor, CPA On Duty. For all of your tax or accounting needs, call the certified public accounting firm of CPA On Duty. You can reach them at 770-732-0244. Whether it's personal taxes, personal accounting, corporate taxes, or corporate accounting, the professionals at CPA On Duty can help you with your concerns. Give them a call today, 770-732-0244. Now, today's word of the day is inveterate. Inveterate is an adjective, and it means firmly established by long persistence. Firmly established by long persistence. Second meaning is confirmed in a habit or habitual. Okay? Habitual. That's an inveterate. Inveterate. I-N-V-E-T-E-R-A-T-E. Inveterate. Okay? Inveterate. And it means firmly established by long persistence or confirmed in a habit or habitual. That's inveterate. Okay? And that's your word of... again, thank you guys for tuning in to the show. And I really do. I really, from the bottom of my heart, I appreciate you guys. I appreciate everything that you do for the show. I appreciate you guys listening in. I appreciate you guys coming back to me when I've been gone for so long. But I've had so much going on in my life. It's just, it's amazing. But actually, the older you get, the more stuff that goes on, right? The older you get, the more stuff that goes on. So I'm actually happy to be here, happy to have, you know, different issues that come up and try to put the fires out as quickly as possible, because the next fire is just around the corner, right? And that's the way it is. Meanwhile, back at the ranch, today's show is entitled "A Florida Retirement Village Has a High Rate of STDs," and I had a family member to pass away not long ago, and we had a bunch of family up here. I got a bunch of family in Florida, so we had a lot of them up here for the funeral, and one of them was telling me about how the how bad the sexually transmitted diseases are in this Florida retirement community. And I was like, "What?" She's like, "Yes, it's bad. I mean, and this retirement community has a worse rate than some, you know, than some people in their 20s. Worse STD rate than some people in their 20s. Okay? So, I found an article about this. It says, Florida retirement community, the villages where seniors enjoy sin and STDs. Okay? And it says, whole sectors of America's spiritual life crumbling. This know also that in the last days, perilous times shall come. Chapter 3, verse 1. The Bible says that in the last days, a spirit would settle in over our world, and wickedness and lawlessness would begin to rise to epic proportions. Natural love and affection would be replaced by the demonic counterfeit, and people who turn from God and turn back to their sins. Welcome to the world's largest senior citizen retirement community, the Villages, whose serene and posed facade belies a sexually wicked and spiritually corrupt underbelly, a place that comes alive at night with bars and nightclubs, and where aging seniors and where aging senior couples are routinely found having open sex in the streets of the community. It has gotten so bad that in addition to the regular medical facilities that you would expect in a senior housing complex, they have recently added an infectious disease ward where fornicating and partner swapping grandmothers and grandfathers go to treat syphilis, gonorrhea, and a host of other diseases they trade back and forth to each other. Doctors say that the number of herpes cases reported at the Villages dwarf that of Miami and are among the highest in the nation. Ask any resident a question during the day about life in the slow lane, and they all trot out the same cult-like phrases about the 1,000-plus clubs, amazing amenities, and friendly faces. But at night, once the cheap booze kicks in, the talk turns to sex. According to locals, golf carts are usually the vehicle of choice when it comes to sex, and half-naked peep shows are the norm when darkness descends. There's also a thriving swingers scene amongst married couples. A barman at a restaurant in the Villages said, "I was paid $100 for 3 hours' work at a swingers party in a private house last night. Two of the men approached me and asked if I'd be interested bartending. They told me there'd be things going on I might not want to see. Trust me, having worked the party before things got too hot and heavy, there are things I'm trying to forget already." There were 10 people, all in their late 50s to mid-60s. And by the time I left, they didn't need any more drink. There was a full-blown orgy going on. America's being eaten alive by sin and love of self from both ends against the middle. Teen drug and alcohol use is epidemic, and the same among seniors is sky high as well. Since about 2008-2009, there has been a spirit over America, and it has dimmed the once great light of this country, a spirit of lasciviousness and self-love that is oozing out of every pore and into the streets with reckless abandon. The wheels are coming off our nation, and no one seems to notice or care. Now, picture this community. This community is a hey, you guys, hang on for 1 minute here.
Yeah.
thanks, guys, for holding there. I had an important call that I had to grab and got that all straight. So I appreciate you guys hanging on. But anyway, we were talking about the Florida retirement community that has the high rate of STDs, herpes. They say the herpes cases in this retirement village, the herpes cases that's been reported at the villages dwarf that of Miami. Now, y'all know how big the city of Miami is. Okay? Know how big the city of Miami is. And this, the villages, this retirement community in Florida called the Villages is well known. Now, this retirement community is huge. I mean, it's like they say it's the size of the city of Manhattan in New York. So it's gigantic. And a lot of people go there to and retire, right? After they retire, they go live there where cars aren't allowed. They only drive golf carts on the property. And, I mean, they got tunnels and bridges and everything. This is how big this place is. I mean, literally, really, guys, this is how big this place is. But these retired folks are having sex. They're having sex wherever they want, whenever they want. I mean, out in the open, in public places, they're having sex. Now, think about it. And, you know, I don't know about you. I don't know how old you are or whatever. But I believe that older men, once they get to an age, and nowadays with the onslaught of Viagra and Cialis and all these pills, these pills that keep these guys having sex, if it wasn't for these pills, they probably wouldn't be having sex, okay? But because of the Viagra and Cialis and all these other pills that help with men's performance, they having sex, right? They having sex. And for me, when I think about it, I think that once I get the retirement age or whatever, your mind still wants to have sex. Your brain, your mind, your body, you still want to get that feeling, right, of having sex. But you know, because you've gotten to that age and you losing your stamina, you're not able to have sex like you used to. But with the onslaught of Viagra and these other pills, if your doctor says that it's okay for you to do it and your heart's okay to handle it and all this, then hey, do it. Right? One of my wife's uncles, he's 74 years old, and he's using Viagra. He was in the service, and he get them free. And he told me he break it in half, take a half of one, and he's good to go. And he still keeps his wife happy. You know, women don't have to worry about that. I mean, you get old, an old woman or whatever, she can still have sex. She can get her young man, or old man or whatever. She can still have sex. She don't have a problem. Hey, they just, right? I'm being honest here, you know, but being 100, they just have a hole down there. They don't have to worry about, you know, being able to get it up, right? They just have a hole down there. So they're okay. They're okay from now on. If they can handle it. You with me? So women don't have to worry about that. So you get to this retirement community, you live there, and now you see another older gentleman, maybe your age, maybe a little bit older, maybe you're a little bit younger, that you like. This from a woman's standpoint, that she likes. She likes this guy. So she starts to talk to him, and voila, she wants to, you know, they want to have relations. And he's able to have an erection, so, and he using Viagra or whatever, so they can do it, right? What's stopping them? But the problem is, in these villages, is they passing these diseases from person to person. It's, you know, they're not, I assume they not using protection. Okay? They not using protection. And they're just having sex all willy-nilly everywhere. Places in their retirement homes or whatever, they doing whatever they want to do. And also on this property of the villages, they got restaurants, bars, and shops, and all kind of places. They don't have to leave that village to get anything. Everything is there for them to get. Groceries, clothes, I mean everything. It's like a city within that retirement village. It's like a city for retired people. And I'm sure that, you know, people die off and leave, and then there are people that come in and you know, they're nice and vibrant and they do their thing. Right? But they got an STD rate that outpaces some 20-year-olds. And according to this article, they have the reported cases of herpes down there that make Miami cases of herpes look like ants. So they doing some funky stuff down there in that retirement community. But I wanted to bring that story to you guys. It was amazing to me. And but that's that. Now I wanted to kind of switch gears a little bit and talk about Prince. Y'all know, I'm sure everybody's heard the news now that Prince died. And I don't know what he died of. Now, I don't know how true this is, but a friend of mine told me that he was addicted to painkillers. He was having a lot of pain. They say he had, ironically, hip problems, and he's taking a lot of pain pills. And something happened with that, or he overdosed on those pills, and someone found him laid out in an elevator, dead. Okay, now that's what I heard. I don't know how true that is. I really haven't heard. I'm just kind of forking over information that kind of hearsay stuff. Someone said. But anyway, Prince was a legend, you know, and he was one of the biggest musical performers ever in our time, right? And now they were talking on the radio about his home. He's got a home in Minneapolis, Minnesota, that's $10 million. And they were saying, you know, what's going to happen to Prince's home after, you know, now that he's dead and gone? And what's going to happen is they're going to have it as a museum. If you think about Graceland, Elvis's home in Graceland, and how much money and stuff they made from Graceland, and people coming and walking through there and looking at all the memorabilia and everything that he owned or he had in his home. That's going to be what they do with Prince's home. Now, can you imagine first day that they opened this place, or the first week or whatever that they decide to open it and open it up for people to come in. God, how many people are going to be lined up around the block to get in there and look at Prince's home? I'd be interested in doing that. I mean, I think they should. They probably should have an online virtual tour of the house that you could do, where someone kind of narrates it and walks through and tell you everything that's going on throughout the home, and you can look at it online for a fee, $5 or something like that, and you can look at it for a fee. That would be huge. I wish I knew someone who was affiliated with this. I'd give them that idea. But I'd pay $5 for that, to take a virtual tour of Prince's house, have someone kind of narrate through there and tell you what's going on and what's what. That'd be interesting. That'd be really, really interesting. But anyway, meanwhile, I wasn't a real huge Prince fan. I listened to his stuff. I got a few of his CDs, actually. I never bought a Prince album. I know some of you guys don't know what an album is, but it's wax. It's a record. And I never bought Prince's album. But I had, we used to have cassettes, and I used to buy cassettes. That's what we did when I was coming up and listening to music. That was our way of listening to music. That was the best way we had of listening to music, was cassettes. And then CDs came out and ported to be so much better. You could listen to them, and they were so much clearer and all this stuff than the cassette, and they put the cassettes out of business. And so I do have a couple of Prince CDs, but that's the deal. Had a couple of Prince CDs, and but I wasn't a real huge Prince fan. I didn't go to any of his concerts when he came to Atlanta or anything like that. It just he just wasn't, my kind of guy. But hey, it is what it is. But he was good. Okay. Now, switching gears again, I got about 10 minutes left in the show. I wanted to talk a little bit about the NBA. Now, tonight we got the Hawks and the Celtics tonight. I think it's at 8:00. But the Hawks, man, I don't know what's going on with the Hawks. If I could get into the coach's email and tell this coach what's going on with this team, I'd do it, because I know exactly what the problem is. I know precisely what the problem is with the Hawks, and it's on defense. The Celtics are non-shooters. And I know some of you guys from work listening to the show, but the Celtics are non-shooters. They got, everybody hit a three-pointer every now and then, whatever. But you're not going to consistently hit those threes every game, okay? So because of that, I'm going to give you those three-point shots. Stand out there, shoot them all day if you want to. That's fine. But you're not going to drive to the paint. You're not going to drive to the hoop and cause my defense to collapse. And then you kick the ball out here and there, and, you got wide open shots. Why would you close out? Why would you run out there after these guys when they can't shoot? Just let them have these shots. Start to try to come to the basket. You have your defense set to stop them from coming to the basket. But let them have these shots. These guys cannot shoot the basketball. Now, hey, I got to give it to them, though. The crowd in Boston was jacked all the way up. I mean, it was deafening in Boston. You could not hear in Boston. That's how heavy the crowd was. Okay, but that's you know, but in Atlanta, you know, we don't have that type of crowd in Atlanta. Our crowd are late getting to the game, and we're celebrity watching the whole time. I mean, there's celebrities in Boston and this and that. We saw a few celebrities, but they're into the game. But if you go to a game in Atlanta, you're looking to see, hey, that T.I. down there, they look like Jermaine Dupree. They look like, we're not watching the game. Come on, man, let's get in the game tonight. Let's get hard into the game tonight. And see, you know, the Hawks should have swept these guys, I feel like. But anyway, now it's 2-2, and we play tonight here in Atlanta. Now, the other teams is the Clippers, the L.A. Clippers. Now, I felt like the L.A. Clippers had a real good chance of getting to the Western Conference Finals this year. Maybe not the finals of the NBA, but at least getting to the Western Conference Finals this year. It looks like the Chris Paul fractured his right hand. He's not going to play anymore this series. I mean, this season. I think he's done for the season. Now, today they announced that Blake Griffin was done for the season. He's got some kind of quad problem. So I think they're you can call them done, and you can stick a fork in the Clippers. They're gonna lose to the Portland Trail Blazers, and Portland's gonna go on to play. I think they're gonna have to play Golden State, and Golden State, I think they're hurting because Steph Curry he's out. He's definitely down for 2 weeks. No, nothing. He got to sit there and still and do nothing for 2 weeks before he can even start to work out again. He hurt his knee. His ankles are bad. And, I just don't see him being able to play anymore for sure this series. Maybe the rest of the playoffs. I don't know how he's going to feel later on. But I think he's done, okay. And so the door is open for anyone in the West. San Antonio, I think they play OKC next, okay. So that's going to be a pretty good series. But the Hawks, man, we got to pull it out tonight. We got to pull it out tonight. So, guys, that's it. That's what I was wanting to talk to you guys about. I told you earlier that I'd talk about some NBA stuff and give my opinion of what's going on and also talk a little bit about Prince. But that's our show for today. Join me tomorrow. I will be back on tomorrow. I am being able to buckle down now and get here and get on the show. And give you guys some good information. Tomorrow I have a great show set up for you, so join in tomorrow. Tomorrow's hump day, so I'll be here, same time, same place, right here on the Frank Williams Show. Let's see, what can we close out with? I got some good stuff. Let's see. I'm trying to go through my music list here and see what I can find. I had something. Okay. Let's do this. So, guys, I'll see you guys tomorrow. Same time, same place. 6:30 p.m. right here on the Frank Williams Show. Have a great night. Take care of yourselves. And stay cool. It's going to be a hot one again tomorrow. Take care, guys. This is Frank. I'm over and I'm out.
This is how we do it.
Monday morning, about 10:45. Peace.